So we're here with Mike from the SQL Server Express team. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
No problem.
So could you tell us a little bit about what you do and what you did for 2008?
I work with the SQL Server Express team. In fact, I am the SQL Server Express team. That's our free version of SQL Server.
Okay, cool. So day in and day out, what is it that you do?
I do a little bit of everything. So you know, start out with figuring out what some of the design issues are we need to work with the various partners that ship SQL Express and the ISVs and customers who are going to use it. But it ranges all the way from, you know, I helped with the setup work, I helped with the release work, how are we going to get it out on the web, how do we help customers get it onto their machines.
Cool. So what are some of the exciting things in 2008 that we've done with Express?
Well, Express is, by design, a small product, so it can be deployed underneath other applications just to be a database engine. So we don't get a lot of the big whiz-bang stuff. But we do get some of the cool engine features. Probably the neatest thing for Express, just for a customer use point of view, is the file stream data type, which allows us to store binary files on disk, but still reference them in the database. What that does is it takes a lot of weight outside of the database engine, puts it on the hard drive, and it reduces the size of the database. It's important for Express because we have a size limit on our database.
Right. And from my understanding is that the size limit, which is 4 gig for Express,
is that correct?
Doesn't apply to data being stored in file stream?
It doesn't apply to file stream. So that's going to help probably about 90% of the customers who have problems with the size of the database. That's going to be a big deal for them because they can just take all of the pictures or the files or whatever they're storing in the Express database, put them right on the disk, 4 gig problem goes away.
Cool. So the Express download is different than if you were to download the Enterprise Edition, I would assume, of the database engine itself. Is the size that the database gets packaged in different? Is delivery different? What sort of the challenges?
Yeah, the delivery is a lot different. The biggest challenge is, since we are deployable only through the web or products like Visual Studio, we try to keep the download size as small as possible. But SQL Server is a big product, and SQL Express is SQL Server, so that still keeps us pretty hefty. One of the things we do to pare that down a bit is to take out all of the prerequisites. So you have to install some other things in order for SQL Server to run, like the .NET framework. We don't include that in SQL Express, where we do in the other editions of SQL Server. So in some ways it helps us because ISVs can deploy it. It makes this as thin as possible. The other way, they have to think about it a little bit because they have to include those prerequisites if they want to deploy them on their own.
Cool. So SQL Server 2008 is releasing in a couple of days here, so you must be pretty excited.
Pretty excited, yeah. Getting Express out there for the populace to use.
Cool. Are you going to take some time off and enjoy yourself?
Probably about a week, but, you know, the next version marches on, so we're already working on that.
Yep, that's what we've been hearing, so thanks for your time.
Oh, no problem, thank you.